President's press conference, 18th of April, 1951.
Please be seated. Got your notes, Nate. I understand that there's some visiting editors and some people from AFNE here today, and on account of the fact that I found it impossible to appear at their meeting, if they'll meet me over here in the side room, I'll be glad to shake hands with them. And I want to say something just before we start that'll save you a lot of misery. My position on the Far Eastern situation is well known. John MacArthur's coming here tomorrow to state his position. And therefore, for that reason, there's no use your asking me any questions that pertain to those two subjects. So now we're ready to go forward to the press conference.
May we quote that?
Why do you have to quote it? I'm just making a statement of how the press conference is to be operated. There's no sense in your quoting it, no. I got a card today with your picture on it and a whole lot of things about it. I thought it was.
New Wage Stabilization Board.
We're working on it now. I was very happy at the way my advisory commission is working out. It's accomplishing just the thing that I set it up to do. And I think before we get through, we'll have the thing in operating order so we can go right ahead with the program.
Mr. President, do you see now that you send us the recommendations for changes in the defense production?
We're working on them now, Smitty. It takes a little time to get ready. I hope within the next 10 days, but I can't guarantee that.
Mr. President, is your answer on the Wage Board meeting?
You have accepted the advice the board gave you yesterday?
Yes, sir. It does.
Success.
Yes. That's what I set it up for. When you get a majority of 3-1, well, it's about time to operate.
Industry to designate members in view of their
I we'll have to work the thing out as we go along. Now we're making steps forward. I'm making no positive statements on anything. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Does the administration plan any definite action to end the textile strike in the South?
It's not been put up to the administration.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I wonder if you clarify a phrase to the North statement concerning the Carbon-Pacific understanding. You say here that these three powers, meaning the United States, the Union, and Australia, would act to meet the common danger in accordance with its constitutional policies. Would that mean that an attack on one would be considered an attack on all?
It will be similar to the guarantees that are in the Atlantic Pact. It'll be modeled on that treaty. That's what's intended to be conveyed there.
Does the administration approve of government agencies, subsidizing technical schools and paying prospective employees to attend?
I haven't gone into that. I think it's been a custom, though, ever since the government's been in existence. And so I can't answer your question without looking up the facts. I don't know what you're aiming at.
Why, specifically, sir, in Dayton, Ohio, the Air Force has subsidized 2 business schools and is paying 120 employees $42 a week apiece to learn typewriting. And they plan to establish similar courses in Washington subsidized, but Mr. Ramspeck of the Civil Service Commission has objected.
Well, now, that's a matter I think that you ought to take up with the Air Force. I don't know anything about it. It's news to me.
But, Mr. President,
I have no statement to make on it. You're not going to get me on record on anything. You talk to Harry Bird about that. He'll tell you about it.
Listen, sir.
Under the statement that I made at the beginning of this.
Mr. President, at the risk of also coming under that heading, Congressman Armstrong came back here the other day and after a trip to the Far East And he said that General Ridgway felt the same as General MacArthur did about the use of Chinese national troops. Do you know if that is a fact or not?
No, I don't. There's one way for him to find out.
Mr. President, without discussing present-day generals, could you draw on your knowledge of history to tell us about the careers of Horatio Gates and Winfield Scott?
Well, I think that's a matter that you amateur historians ought to look up. It's very interesting. He did not. He went on his own hook. He was going in behalf of his committee, I think. His trip was entirely legitimate one for the Congress. What was the question next?
Sir, do you have any afterthoughts about the American foreign thoughts about the American Foreign Ministers Conference, development phase, or other aspects?
Well, I'm very happy over the results of the American Foreign Ministers Conference. I think I issued a statement on that subject. I'm not sure.
Pretty good material, Mr. President. Would you ask a personal comment to the statement issued today by the State Department commending the signature of the Schuman Plan?
I'm very happy as the State Department expressed my views. They submitted that statement to me before it was issued. I'm in complete accord with it.
Could you comment on something that Mr. Short said? There were no plans for the White House to invite General MacArthur to...
Mr. Short answered that question. I have no further... He wouldn't have made it if he hadn't had the permission of the President. Short learned a lot of things now. He makes no tactical errors like that.
Mr. President, if I might go back to your refusal to allow us to say anything about the statement, it puts us in the jam because people think we didn't ask you questions.
What statement about is that?
Your original statement.
Well, he wanted to quote it verbatim. Nothing in the world prevents you from putting up an alibi that got paraphrases of things.
Well, I wanted to make sure because
that's
you
all.
Said it was for the press conference only.
Well, I said I didn't want this quoted verbatim. If you can paraphrase it, if you want to make an alibi that you couldn't get, if you want to make an alibi that you couldn't get any answers out of me, that'd be all right. All right, man.
Mr. President, are we all booked anything?
I don't think so.